Welcome to this week's Bill Elliott Racing Podcast, and I'm here with a very accomplished driver, I guess we could say, who just made his ARCA Racing debut for James Finch's number 51. It's Casey Roderick, driver normally of the Bill Elliott Racing number 19 Ford. And Casey, what a weekend it was for you. Tell us all about your ARCA race at Rockingham Speedway.
Well, it was really good for the first time out. I didn't expect to run that well. But Bill Elliott and James Finch gave me a good car to drive, and I appreciate all the guys at James Finch Shop and here at Bill Elliott Racing. They definitely put in their hours. They did a heck of a job on that thing. I couldn't ask for a better car, but they just gave me a really good car, and I was able to put it up front.
Now, you said it was a collaboration between James Finch's Phoenix Racing deal and Bill Elliott Racing. It was a Bill Elliott former Cup car that you did race up there at Rockingham, right?
Yes, it was. It was a former Cup car, Evernham car.
And how did the collaboration work between the two teams? Because you spent a lot of time actually at James Finch's shop up in South Carolina. Did any of the Bill Elliott guys come with you up there? Did some of the preparation go on in the Bill Elliott shop? How did the partnership work?
Well, at the very beginning, before this deal came along, I was here at Bill Elliott's shop, working on this car, putting it together, and I was basically by myself working on it, because everybody else has stuff to do. But and then when this James Finch deal come along, I went up there and helped them, prepare for the race and the test we had. So I was up there alone and working with them guys, and it was a great experience.
Now, if I read correctly, there was someone special on top of the pit box actually calling the shots and asking for the adjustments, right?
Yes, sir. That was pretty cool. Definitely an honor to be a part of that. We had Bill Elliott on top of the box, so that was really cool. He was coaching me all the way through the race, and a great mentor. I couldn't ask for a better person to be on top of that.
Now, so Bill Elliott was on top of the pit box and coaching you. Were there any kind of requirements? He was coaching you, but were there any kind of requirements that the ARCA series demanded of you to be ready to race on Rockingham? Because obviously that's, I would imagine anyway, one of the bigger tracks, if not the biggest, that you've ever raced on. Did you have to get some kind of special certification or run a certain number of late model races or what?
No, we didn't have a problem getting the opportunity and be able to run that race. I tested there last February, and then we went and tested again 2 weeks prior to the race. So I guess that was good enough to, get me approved for racing. But it wasn't too bad.
And you've already had a storied career. You can find the biography here on this website, BillElliott.com. But you've had a storied career, won tons, dozens of races in the Kartingland Legends and Bandoleros, and then you've won some in late models. How does this second place finish stack up against some of the other finishes and wins you've accumulated?
Well, it's always better to win, but the second place means a lot to me, and it was definitely one of my biggest runs. Out of all the big races I've won in Legends, and I've only won 3 late model races, but that was it was by far the biggest race I've run, and probably the most experience I got during that race was unbelievable. Passing all them cars and just learning how to race with them guys was a neat experience.
And you actually had to come from the back in this race. You had to make, your team made an adjustment. You had to change the steering wheel, was it, before the race?
Yeah, they told us in driver's meeting, once the pace car rolls off onto the track, you can't stop and change your wheel, line it up. And we rolled off about 5 feet off pit road, and I stopped and changed my wheel. And they penalized me for that. I misunderstood in the driver's meeting.
So, you were able to drive back through the field, and at the end of the race, you were sandwiched between the two title contenders. You had the race winner in front of you, Parker Kligerman, and then behind you, you had the eventual ARCA Point Series champion, Justin Lofton. And I think you and Lofton actually got into each other, or almost did, on the track, right?
Yeah, it happened on the last lap, and I got real loose coming off of four, coming to the white flag, and was able to give him an opportunity to look on the inside of me, and going into one, we were side by side, and he got a little bit loose, because when you get side by side with these cars, they take a lot of air off of the car on the inside, and they get real loose, and so he washed up into me right there, but it wasn't too bad. We gave each other plenty of room, and we escaped from that almost disaster.
And what did Bill say to you on the radio or after the race about it?
Well, he was pretty quiet, actually. I thanked all the guys for their hard work and everything, and my spotter, Steve Barkall, and just everybody that helped us out this weekend, or this past weekend. It was definitely a great experience that I'll never forget.
And finally, for the Casey Roderick fans out there, I guess you're just going to be hanging out in the shop, sort of working on the race car in preparation for the next gas race, since the 24th got canceled in South Georgia. You're going to be just doing prep work, I guess, coming up for the race in Nashville on the 31st, right?
Yes, sir. That's the next driving opportunity is Nashville for the gas series, and I'm really looking forward to going back there. Definitely one of the coolest tracks to race on too is Nashville in the late model, so I'm looking forward to going back there.
And as good as you've been in the gas series, you're now that much better because you have a runner-up finish and some ARCA experience. So, Casey, we thank you so much for being on the podcast this week. And on behalf of all the Bill Elliott Racing fans and all the Casey Roderick fans around, we wish you congratulations, bud. That was this week's Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. We'll talk to you next week.